After 50 years involved in the Manly Football Club, whether it be as a player, administrator, board member, consultant, whichever way you look at it, I think it was on Friday afternoon and they said goodbye. But not everyone turned up. Let's find out how Zorb's feeling about that. It's widely reported today. He's on the line now. G'day, Zorb.
Good morning, boys. And listen, Marco Polo, when you played Marco Polo as a kid in the pool, if you yelled out Chile, you'd be in real trouble. No one would have known
anything.
It was
chilly. The funny thing about that, Zorb, is that over the course of the last week, I've been playing Marco Polo in the pool with the kids. It's a great...
Oh, there you go.
Well, you yell out Chile, and they'll say you've lost it, Dad.
Very good. Now,
well, look, it was a great day on Friday. Let's just put a few things straight.
Okay.
The club weren't invited. It was just a few media mates and... a couple of my old football mates like Bozo and Max Krillich and Desi Hasler and a few others like that. But it's certainly I'm somewhat embarrassed by the fact that it's even, you know, out there. The club weren't invited. I don't have an issue with the club. I certainly don't have any issues with my nephew Scott. It wasn't a function for the club. It was just my old journo mates. So a lot of them were there from a long time ago that have been close to me that I've sort of nurtured in their careers. Like Bulldog Richie was my copy boy. Other people there were Danny Widler was my producer for a while when I was doing afternoon shows.
Yeah.
Things like that. So, you know, and it wasn't the 2008 premiership that was snubbed this year. It was the 1978 one, the 40-year reunion. You know, I didn't seek or ask for or want any official farewell. It's not my idea of fun. I don't go for that sort of club. The club's bigger than anyone, and there's no issue there.
Well, Pete, looking back over 50 extraordinary years, probably an unfair question, but is there a highlight or two that it stays with you to this day?
Oh, obviously, my 1973 premiership with a great group of guys that was special and will never be surpassed. But I've had great times too, watching the club rebuild under Des Hasler to win 40-0 in 2008, and to watch Steve Menzies, an absolute wonderful man, local junior, you know, score a try in his last game in the biggest win in grand final history. That was special. Just seeing a lot of young kids that I watched come from the country, come through and play in premiership teams and play for New South Wales and Australia. That sort of stuff gave me great joy. And the places it took me and the experiences. One of the highlights of Friday was a beautiful message from Ken Arfison, the godfather, who couldn't be there. But once my dad died, he became my mentor and just a wonderful man. And I would have liked him being there on Friday, but there were reasons he couldn't be, and it was nice for him to send a message. And my mate Greg Hartley, would you believe, he's now refereeing or umpiring or whatever they do at water skiing. His grandson is just about the Australian champion for his age, and he's over in New Zealand at the New Zealand water ski titles. And my very close friend, Chief Justice Jeff Bellew, was on a double murder trial, so I can understand why he couldn't get there either. But as I said, it was a good day, just a few drinks and probably a bit too many for me, but no issues with the club, as I said.
Okay, all right, great to have that clarification, Zorb. Just out of interest, the players and the hundreds and hundreds of players that you've seen come through the club over the course of that time, who was the one that you admired the most? You know, it would have been some great players and like watching them and great mates, but who was the one that you thought, gee, they put in so much work, they deserved the success they had?
Well, it's probably a bloke that didn't put in much work, was Cliffy Lyons.
Right.
And like, he was a smoker.
Yes.
Heavy smoker.
Yes.
Half time he'd have a smoke,
yes,
but he just played off instinct. I remember his coach Bob Fulton telling me a million times he wouldn't give him a match plan because he wouldn't stick to it.
Yeah,
and he just played off the cuff. Whether you could do that in today's structured game is probably a question we probably couldn't answer. He was just a freakish player that could do things that other players couldn't do. But Malcolm, really, I don't think I've seen a tougher, more skillful player, a player that had both skill and toughness than Malcolm, really.
Mm.
Best player, Zorb, that you've seen or played with?
Best player I played with was Bozo, no doubt, immortal.
Yep.
And probably because he's been one of my closest mates all my life, I'm probably a bit biased there. But players that I played against, I'll never forget playing against Johnny Raper or the toughness of Kevin Ryan. Those sort of players that I played against in that era when South Sydney and St George were dominant was always a tough ask. I mean, you play South Sydney, and if you're in reserve grade, you're still playing five and six internationals. At Redfern Oval was a tough place to win.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Tommy Mackinson is the Golden Boot winner for 2018. Now, we know there's been a change of the way it's done, but, this is disappointing, Zorb.
Well, it is, but what's more disappointing to me is the fact that a lot of people that earn their money in the media hadn't heard of Tommy Mackinson. I mean, he's a brilliant player. And he's been out injured and came back this year, was off the bench in that test match in Denver, and then and three tries against somebody like Rapana is a terrific effort, and he was just brilliant in that win last weekend in Liverpool. Look, I don't like the idea of the Golden Boot, what they've got it now. It should be the best player in the world in that 12-month period. But they've changed the rules, and I don't know why. I don't even know who puts it on. But I think what it does point out, and I think here, old KG Wayne Bennett, he's improved England.
Yes.
Let's not make any mistake about that. And why he's improved them is that he's got players in his side now that are playing NRL football week in, week out, like Hodgson and Whitehead and Burgess boys. And Whitehead was outstanding, and so was Hodgson in the win over New Zealand. And other players now will want to come to Australia. It's no longer the great unknown in the NRL. And, of course, James Graham is playing here. But we look at James Graham. On the other side of the coin, I reckon Test football's killing off his career early. He was not very prominent in this game last week, and I'm looking forward to seeing the game at Ellen Road early tomorrow morning and see how he goes, because he's not making the inroads that he did, and playing international football I think is shortening his career at the Dragons now. He was ineffective in his debut as captain for his country in Liverpool last week. I mean, there's a front rower there called Luke Thompson. He's 23 from St Helens.
How good's he go?
How good does he go? He's a big, strong thing. The centre, Jake Connor, he could come here and play. They're going good. Well, look, I agree. Tommy Mackinson, shock winner, but we're going to hear a lot more about him, and I hope he comes here to play. He's an excitement machine. He's not young, though. I think he's 28 or 26.
We'll wait and see. Hey, so back home, is there a club for Jared Hayne?
Well, I think the way he ended up playing at the end of the year, yes, there is. But we saw him be so ineffective at the Titans when he returned, and only this season gone by, it was only the last, 6 weeks, because he knew his contract was up, that he looked like that he was going to do anything. And he, I don't know. I don't think I would be taking the punt with him.
No,
is he value for money? Yeah, that's the key.
But I would argue that Parramatta should take the punt with him at the right price, and that price couldn't be much more than $500,000. And the thing is, it'll be done at Parramatta. They just need to free up some space.
Yeah, I looking at that, I see the Bulldogs jumped in and said they were interested this week. I'm a bit worried about that. That new board at the Bulldogs is starting to want to say, obviously, in the purchasing of players that come to the club. And it seems they are now could be instructing the club on which players to chase. And I think that's a terribly dangerous trend. Dean Pay's been given the job as head coach. Let him do it and let him have the opportunity to do it. They gave him the opportunity. They've got to give him that chance to put his mark on the club. And he should be the one that is picking the type of player that they want to get. I'd be a little bit worried if I was a Canterbury supporter and that new board is starting to want to pick players that come to the clubs. And talking about fullbacks, Dallin Watini-Zelezniak, he's been brilliant in this series over in England. They've lost the two games. He's come of age with the captaincy. I know he's only won one from three. But I think there's a future for him with the captaincy. He's in brilliant form at fullback. He's articulate and calm off the field, and he's explosive on it. He's been their best player by 100 miles over there.
He doesn't pass.
No, he doesn't pass, but I, the way he runs the ball back, you've got to stop him. And he's a different sort of fullback. You know who he reminds me of? Graham Eadie, the great
Graham
fullback.
Eadie, you're going to say that.
Strong runner.
Just strong, hard, yeah. Hey, Zorba, on Penrith then, so to speak, Ivan Cleary's come out and basically given his version of why he switched from the Tigers back to the Panthers, and effectively he thinks he's got some unfinished business at Penrith.
Yeah, well, he obviously has had a look at the rosters too. I'd have some unfinished business too if I was picking between the West Tigers and the Penrith Panthers. I mean, he's going to be under a lot of pressure because that's a side that should be top four. And they expect it. They've got the wherewithal to do it. And it's going to be interesting to see how Ivan gets on with his old boss.
That will be fascinating. My final question before we let you go. On Friday, when he came to the Skiff Club, did Dez buy his own schooner?
Would you believe it? He pulled. When someone said, Dez will have all of the top shelf, he went to his pocket and pulled out $1.95. Would you believe that my darling wife, Cassie, picked us up and we dropped Dez home because he didn't have enough money for a cab fare.
He's the best.
So nothing's changed with Dez. I mean, he's still got his play lunch money and his busker money from when he used to catch the train from Penrith to Circular Quay and sing for his supper.
He'll be doing that next year with the Sea Eagles 2019. Hey, Zorb, great to have you on this program. No hint of retirement here, and we'll look forward to chatting next Sunday.
Okay, boys,
thank actually,
you.
Just on that, mate, $2 England, $1.80 New Zealand.
England's got the wood on them. I'll definitely go with the Poms at Ellen Road to make it a clean sweep.
All right, there you go. $2 for England for Zorb on that one. Good on you, Zorb. We'll speak next week.
See you, boys.